Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
We often hear talk about Appalachia and what our future holds, but how often do we hear from who it affects most, the youth? As a young person figuring out my own future in the region, I spoke with three other young people about the mountains. Devin Creech is a 20-year-old Middlesboro resident and Harlan County native. She is a graduate of the Apple Shop's Appalachian Media Institute, co-coordinator of It's Good to Be Young in the Mountains, an upcoming convention in Harlan that is focusing on improving life in the mountains, taking place from August 13th to the 16th.
I think that Appalachia as a whole is a wonderful and beautiful place. It's the place that I call home. And to me, it's one of the only places left in America that is very, very deeply rooted in its own culture. I read online today an interview with John Haywood, and I think he said it best when he said we're some of the most intelligent people in the world because we don't have access to all of the things that everyone else has. We have to make do. We have to figure things out ourselves. We're very resourceful people. We have learned to adapt, and we will continue to adapt. And that's kind of the basis of my work, is to promote adaptation in Appalachia.
Brandon Gent is a 22-year-old Colson native with roots in Whitesburg and Hazard. He is currently enrolled in the Appalachian Media Institute and is a student at the University of Kentucky.
It's one of the first things I tell people is I'm from southeastern Kentucky, and I'm extremely proud of it, have always been proud of it, and always will be. When I first think of Appalachia, I think of home, because I wasn't born here. I was born in Florence, Kentucky, in Boone County up north. Lived there until I was like 8 years old, and but my family's all from here, my mom and my dad, both their sides. Appalachia's always been home, and this is where I feel like I've grown up, and this is where I feel like I've developed and become the young man that I am today. Being a young person here, I think it's distinct. It leaves a lot of room, it leaves you to be open to a lot of different things, to be creative with how you spend your time. You know, just thinking about my cousins that still live up north, like they have access to things that are 5 minutes down the road, 2 minutes down the road. They can walk to things. You know, if they have to go to a gas station, it's right by their house. Whereas with me, it's like half a mile down the road. It's 10 minutes down the road. It's whatever down the road. You know, there are malls and there are movie theaters and there are things to do. And, you know, here you have to kind of look a little harder for things to do. So I wrote a lot of short stories and poetry. I doodled a lot. I did. My sister's an artist, and my sister also plays drums and is really involved with music. I started trying to learn how to sing when I was in high school just because I had the time to do it. So you spend a lot of time thinking and drawing and writing and going outside and doing stuff like that. And as far as culturally, there is a huge culture here for music and for art and for using time creatively. You know, Appalachian music in itself is very distinct, and it comes from just here, and it has a unique sound, and it's something that's passed down from family member to family member. There's an advantage to living a little bit more simply, to living a little more calmly, slowly. But as far as being young, I think it's just as cool to be here and be young as it is anywhere else.
Annie Zomaya is a 19-year-old Cumberland native. She is a student at Eastern Kentucky University and an integral part of the It's Good to Be Young in the Mountains committee.
Being young here is not easy, and it's, for a lot of people, maybe not even ideal, because we are kind of limited as far as our opportunities go. Our options for education and work are kind of limited here, but what's really exciting about it is there's so much potential here. So how can we make it better? How can we make it good to be young in the mountains if you don't believe it is already? And a lot of people have to move away from here to find jobs and make a decent living, and we believe that they shouldn't have to do that. If people want to hold on to their roots and make a life here, they should have the opportunity to do that. So it's all about cultivating hope and building a brighter future. The future is what we make of it, and I think if we all come together, we can make it a really great place for everyone to live, young and old.
Devin and Annie both spoke about what they valued in the region.
I'm proud of this region because we have so much beauty here. Everywhere you go, it's like a show. Everything around you is big and beautiful and special. And the people here are unlike anyone I've ever met. I couldn't explain to you the feeling of having just the worst day and five different people waving at you as you drive through town. You don't get that anywhere else. One of the advantages, I think, to living here is that it makes people more interesting, because here you can't just go out and have something to do every single night. It's not like being in New York City or being in Los Angeles. It's not the same thing as that. It's sitting at home and thinking, okay, what can I do today? What thing can I do today? And thus we create this whole breed of Appalachian artists, these people who don't have parties to go to and shows to go to and festivals to go to, so they paint and they write and they play music. And that's a huge advantage from being here. I think that it's made me a very full person on that level.
I'm really proud of the culture here and the sense of community. And when you find people here that will just welcome you in like family, whether you're related to them or not. And it's really hard to find that out in the world today, especially with, you know, technology and social media. It's hard to get people to really connect human to human. And it's really easy to find that here, and it's just magical.
Although these young people are proud of this place, they also have some strong opinions about its issues. Here's Annie Zamaya.
As far as what I'm ashamed of, I would say the lack of ambition that a lot of people have shown that are from here. A lot of people feel limited because they're kind of brought up that way. For example, a lot of people in my family wanted me to go into the healthcare field just because it was the easiest way to find a job here. And that's not necessarily what I wanted to do. And I actually had the courage to say, you know what, that's not what I want to do. That's not what I'm going to do. I'll find my own way. But I think a lot of that is changing. And part of what Young in the Mountains is trying to do is encourage the younger generations to go beyond the norm.
One of the disadvantages is just being behind on so many things. I, for one, do not have internet availability where I live. And I talk about that all the time, but that's crazy. In the 21st century, I cannot get internet. It's not about costs. It's about the fact that there's no availability for me there. And that, in itself, puts me years behind the rest of the world.
Here's Devin again.
It is very, very hard to be a young person here for very different reasons. Number one, financially, it's almost impossible to support yourself here. I've been on my own for almost 3 years now, and the things you have to do without are really inconvenient. There are people here who aren't really able to buy their own food, and when you do buy your own food, it's not healthy options. You can't afford to actually take care of yourself. It's a constant battle between, do I further my education or do I actually survive? Do I have food to eat? Can I have a place to sleep? Or am I going to go to class tomorrow? So it's a constant struggle of, you feel like you're never getting ahead here. On top of that, the older generation doesn't really treat the youth as if they have much of a voice. We are kind of looked down upon here. We live in a place where there's a huge gap between generations. There are people from 25 and under, and then you've got 50 and up, because everyone in between is left. And there's this awful, horrible debt that we have been handed down by the older generation, in which we as a place economically have not a leg left to stand on. And thus, my generation is constantly scrambling around trying to figure out how to even survive here. It's not about thriving, it's about surviving when you're a young person in Appalachia, especially an independent young person in Appalachia.
Brandon Gent commented on the problems he sees in the way the region is treated and the lack of action.
There is a prescription drug problem. There is a lot of poverty. There is such and such things. And I'm not ashamed that it's here. I'm ashamed of how it's dealt with. I think a lot of it has to do with neglect with the people here, has to do with the fact that there are big corporations and big companies and big politicians that are coming in here and draining us dry and leaving us without a dime. that are coming in here and don't care about the people. They care about the place and about the resources and the minerals and the things that they can get out of here. People that come to document us and try to get the best, most, and by best, I mean, I use that very loosely, but the wildest, craziest, outlandish story from person in Holler 17 that no one's ever talked to or heard of. I'm ashamed that people aren't as proud as I am to be here, and that people don't want to take care of one of the poorest regions in the United States, that people don't want to invest in their fellow countrymen and their fellow brothers and sisters that live in Appalachia. There are a lot of reasons why poverty happens. There's a lot of reasons why obesity happens, and there's a lot of reasons why people get on drugs and stuff like that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be all their fault. There's a lot of different narratives and a lot of different stories. But the way that it's dealt with and the way that it's handled and the way that we're treated is what I'm ashamed of.
You're told your whole life that growing up here in Eastern Kentucky means that you're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to have any opportunity. You're never going to be able to do the things that you might want to do with your life. And not only is that something that we as Appalachians do to ourselves, it's something that the rest of our country does to us as well. I hope that Appalachia can just find its way. I hope that we teach our children to be proud of where they're from, not to be ashamed. I hope that we teach our children how to survive here. I mean, that's where our future lies.
That was Devin Creech. We also heard from Brandon Gent and Annie Zamaya. In our next edition of Mountain News, they will comment on their concerns about our economy, possible solutions, their plans for a future here, and their hopes for the future of Appalachia as a whole. This is Destiny Caldwell reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.